This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. Peter said in his second letter, chapter 3, that there are three heavens and earths. The heavens and earth which were of old, the heavens and earth which are now, and the new heavens and new earth to come. And this spans the ages. Remember, the Bible does not talk about eternity, but the ages. And it is during the ages we see God at work among His creation in order to reveal Himself. So let's look at the widest view of God's purpose. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." There is no article "the" in the original. It's just "in beginning." In beginning God did this with a view to that. That's the sense of the passage. It is not just a day on a calendar. It is a creation with a goal in mind. The word beginning in Genesis 1:1 is a Hebrew word that is used for the first fruits. So Genesis 1:1 is a first fruits of a coming harvest. The creation was brought into being to bring about a glorious harvest at the end. We have the end in 1 Corinthians 15:20-28. "Then cometh the end, that God may be all in all." God is creator in the beginning, and He's redeemer at the end. So it is not a mere mechanical creation, but a moral creation. Christ is the great mediator who will bring the creation to the goal that God has planned. When all is put under the Son, then the Son will be subject so that God, not the Father or any other relative title, but God may be all in all. There will be no more need for mediation at the end. All titles will cease because the ages will be over and all limitations will cease. So in the beginning, God, then comes the end, that God may be all in all. That is the widest view. It is good to know that we have the beginning and the end is as certain as the beginning. The end will be reached through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, so rest assured. Then we come to Genesis 1 verse 2, where we read that the earth became without form and void. This is a reference to a judgment by water. This is where the first heaven and earth are destroyed, and then God makes the heaven and earth which are now. And this is paralleled in 2 Peter 3, where we have a destruction with fire in the future. So in Genesis 1:1 we have a creation followed by a judgment. In 2 Peter we have a judgment followed by a creation. Moses looks back to Genesis 1:2 through the 7 days recreation, and John in Revelation looks forward to the judgment of fire through the 7 signs. Moses looks back to the heavens and earth which were of old. John and Peter looks forward to the new heavens and new earth to come. We are right in the middle. We are in the heavens and earth which are now. It is during this time that man learns his lessons and prepares for his future roles in God's redemptive purpose. Of this present creation we read in Job 38:6, "Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened?" The margin reads, "Whereupon are the sockets sunk?" Moses uses this word for the silver sockets upon which the tabernacle rested. This silver was from the redemption money, so this present creation has redemption for its basis. And in Genesis 1:6 we learn about the firmament, and a firmament is something thin and stretched out. In Isaiah 40:22 we read, "It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." So from the very beginning, this present creation is likened to a tabernacle with a redemptive purpose. During this present heaven and earth, God has dispensations. He has not dealt with all men in the same way. There is only one Savior in each dispensation, but there are many roles that God has assigned to the Lord Jesus and His people. Christ is King on earth. He's the bridegroom of the bride and head of the church, which is His body. And today, God's redemptive purpose is presented in Paul's last 7 letters. Christ is the head and believers are the body. It is in those letters we see what our role is during God's great purpose during the ages. This is a mighty purpose. Don't you want to be part of it? God is offering you a role today. Read Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. This is God's call today, so learn about it and seek to walk worthy of it. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.